What's up, sales culture? I'm Joe Lemon. Thank you so much for tuning back into the podcast. And I'm on this different movement recently. I know that podcasting is a place that people are really gravitating towards, but I feel like we're all going at it alone. I shouldn't say all of us, though, because I'm one of the biggest strategies out there right now is podcast guesting. So, you know, literally going around and getting on other people's shows so you guys can, you know, exchange content, collaborate on content, cross promote, all the rest of that good stuff. And so that's what I want to talk to you guys today about, is more the biz dev actions behind podcasting. And I'll share some stuff I'm up to later. One, you know, I've been pleasantly surprised by not the direct correlation between me podcasting and then, you know, growth to my main business that I'm in, which is healthcare sales and marketing. But, you know, it's been interesting to see how me putting out content has allowed people that are thinking about doing business with me become more comfortable with me before they give me a call. So I thought that's been really insightful because I didn't see that one coming. And, you know, it just lets people kind of get you to, it pretty much gives them some insight into you prior to you kind of even talking to them in person. And so there's a form of a light relationship already leveled up. And, you know, one of the things that I think that I forget about, and I think a lot of people do really, is that, you know, people like to do business with who they know, like, and trust. And so if you come across as someone that's authentic online, you know, you seem a little bit more trustworthy, especially if you're putting out content consistently, that people are allowed to see you in multiple different environments, different spaces, around different people, different seasons. Then people start to form some trust and like, okay, this person's pretty reliable at blank, right? So anyway, that's one aspect. The other place that I think is important for us to think about, especially as podcasters, is how we can collaborate on things together. And so I'm big into this thing now that I want to throw out to anyone that is in the podcasting world, thinking about breaking into the podcasting world. This is not me to sell you or pitch you or anything crazy like that. Literally, it's just how can we multiply our actual efforts by working together. So that could be me jumping on your podcast and giving some shout outs, or vice versa, you coming on my podcast, giving some shout outs, featuring a couple shows, vice versa. If you want to jump on my monthly email blast that I do, I mean, of course, I'm not talking about charging anything, nothing ridiculous. But, you know, this is one of those things where I'm just looking for ways. So if you have ideas as well, would love to talk to you. Shoot me over a link to your podcast. You can reach me at info@salesculture.work, or you can always drop me a voice note here on Anchor. We'll love to feature, you know, we'll love to republish it on the actual channel so other people know who you are. But yeah, anyway, hit me up. So I'm easy to find on all the major platforms. With that said, guys, I'm out of here. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend.
Struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.